The Karapiro area through which we are now travelling was the birthplace of one of the greatest fighting Māori generals of his time, Te Rauparaha. A short, powerful man, Te Rauparaha was a Ngāti Toa chief who was both feared and revered in the Waikato region. After fighting numerous campaigns in the Waikato and Taranaki regions for some years, Te Rauparaha decided in 1820 to move the Ngāti Toa to Kapiti Island off the Kapiti coast above Wellington at the base of the North Island. The decision to move was partly due to the fact that he had made powerful enemies among the Waikato and Taranaki tribes. Te Rauparaha then dominated the southwestern part of the North Island and the northern region of the South Island until the arrival of European settlers. Te Rauparaha went to the South Island to sell land to the new settlers, but after a number of disputes and skirmishes over land ownership, he was forced to return to Kapiti. A further skirmish with the British at Rangihatea resulted in Te Rauparaha being arrested and held in custody for nearly a year. In 1848, he was allowed to rejoin his own people and spent his remaining days at Otaki on the Kapiti coast. Te Rauparaha was twice a signatory of the Treaty of Waitangi. Today, Te Rauparaha's influence lives on. The haka, or war challenge that is performed by New Zealand's All Black rugby team, is the haka of Te Rauparaha.